Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor Rick
Snyder. It's Wednesday, the morning we talk with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Jack, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released a major report this week about what to do to keep the invasive Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes. The report offers 8 plans for preventing Asian carp and other species from getting into the lakes. Fill us in on what those plans are.
Well, there's all sorts of different plans, and the 3 main ones are either chemical things to keep them out of the lakes or electronic barriers. They have some of that now, or the one solution that everybody really thinks is the only solution that'll work, physical separation of the Great Lakes from the Mississippi River. Now, we have this artificial canal that was dug, the Chicago Shipping Canal that was dug, I think, in the 19th century, but it would cost a lot of money. Some people say as much as $18 billion to separate them, but most people think that's the only way you can keep these carp eventually out of Lake Michigan, which would certainly have devastating effects on the ecology. People were disappointed because the study didn't recommend an individual plan, and Senator Debbie Stabenow, who's been a leader in this, said, we don't need more studies, we need to do something, and they haven't done that yet.
Yeah, Senator Stabenow and U.S. Representative Dave Camp say the report doesn't provide any permanent solutions.
Well, part of the problem is the president, oddly enough. President Obama is from Chicago. Separating the Chicago River from the Great Lakes would be economically sort of devastating to the Chicago area, or they say it would be, and so he's sort of not in favor of that. But most people think if you don't do that, most experts, that is, if you don't do that, it's only a matter of time before the carp are established in Lake Michigan, and that would present vast problems.
Okay, Jack, the polar vortex. Michigan was hit with a lot of snow and brutally cold wind chills this week, as was much of the Midwest. Some schools are closed for a third day today. How did the governor, local communities, and utilities respond to these dangerous weather conditions?
Well, certainly the response on the part of the state was much faster and more visible than the response at Christmas time, when something like 400,000 folks lost power for a few days in sort of the mid-Michigan area, and the governor was severely and I think sort of properly criticized for appearing blasé to that. They've done about as good a job as they could getting the word out and telling people about warming centers. This is a once in every 20 years storm, and we don't know what the economic cost of it will be yet, but I suspect a lot of communities may be running short on salt.
And Jack, this week, the Detroit City Council chose Brenda Jones as council president. This is her third term on council. She was against both an emergency manager and the consent agreement with the state, and she didn't want the state to step in to help Belle Isle Park. What do you think the Detroit City Council is saying nominating her?
Well, I think one thing it says to give Brenda Jones credit, she clearly did a better job than Sontiel Jenkins, who was the sitting president, sort of the favorite, at getting the new members to vote for her. On the other hand, this is probably a setback for Mayor Mike Duggan, certainly, and also for folks who are looking for Detroit to return as soon as possible to being governed by elected officials. Brenda Jones has been seen sort of as an obstructionist and a naysayer, hasn't appeared to accept the depths of the financial crisis, and it doesn't do anything to make emergency manager Kevin Orr want to hurry up and turn more power over to the city council and the mayor. The real test will come once the emergency manager is gone, which will probably be at the beginning of October, and Mayor Duggan is going to have to submit budgets to this council, and he may have just as many difficulties as Mayor Bing did, if this vote was any indication.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
Have a nice warm day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.